2011, when I was having my the fourth year of my college, I met a professor who was a Christian.
但是在就是在我学习的途中，我不知道这位老师他是一个基督徒，因为学校有一些规定，就是不能传福音。
Well, while I was a student under him, I didn't know that he was a Christian because in our school there was a regulation that we cannot, he cannot share his faith.
但是他在我毕业的时候呢，给我了一张卡片。
But while I graduate, he gave me a card.
那张卡片其实我看了很多次，但我始终不了解它里面的意思。
And I've been reading it for many times, but actually I didn't know what it means.
我的家庭从小就是一个佛教与道教的一个家庭。
My upbringing family actually was a Taoism and also a Buddhism family.
所以我小时候我妈妈会带我去佛寺里面就是念经。
My mom would take me to the Buddhist temple to read the Buddhist scripture.
但是时间回到2001年我毕业的时候，其实我那时候就有想法，想要来美国念硕士的想法。
After I graduated in 2011, I had the thought of coming to the U.S. to get my master degree.
所以我花了四年的时间，去准备我的语言考试。
I spent 4 years to prepare my language test.
所以在这四年时间，我当了兵，然后我在我工作，我在建筑事务所上班，那我也在加油站打工。
During those 4 years, I attended the military camp, and also I was working in the architecture firm, and as well as I was working in the gas station.
但我第一次跟主祷告，其实是在2015年的时候。那时候的我正在等待放榜的通知。
Actually, the first time I start to pray was back in 2015 when I was waiting for my college application result.
所以我那位大学的教授，他其实也是我的一个推荐人之一。
Actually, that professor in the college is one of my recommendation.
然后因为我在等放榜时很焦虑，所以我跟我的教授谈了这件事情。那他告诉我，你可以试着祷告。
I was very anxious to wait for the result, but then professor advised me that, oh, you can try to pray.
所以那是我第一次把我的自己的事情交给主。
That was the first time I just lift up my things to the Lord.
再过两三天之后，我确实收到了UO 的一个录取通知。
After only two three days, I got the acceptance note from UO.
但其实这个录取通知呢，其实才是开启我持续的祷告，然后还有仰望就是主的一个路。
Actually, you know, this acceptance letter is just the beginning for me to continue to pray and trusting the Lord.
我在收到信后的一个月，我的妈妈，她被诊断出了癌症。
After I got the acceptance letter, only 1 month, my mom was diagnosed with cancer.
她是我一个唯一的一个父母，就是妈妈，因为我是从单亲家庭长大的。
Because I was raised up in a single mom family, so she was my only parent.
所以我曾经想放弃，就是出来 UO 念书的念头，照顾我家人。
I tried to give up my idea about coming to UO instead staying at home to take care of her.
但同时呢，其实UO 的研究生院也因为我的语言的能力，他们质疑我的语言能力，所以他们不给我 F1 的签证。
Because my language level is not.Was not good enough, so UO didn't give me an F1 visa.
在这个时间，我持续的祷告，我跟主祈求，告诉他我的困难。
I was trying to keep on praying to the Lord and telling him my difficulties.
所以在七月我来美国之前呢，我也收到了学校的一个签证。那我的妈妈也在手术后呢，逐渐稳定的病情。
In about July's time, I got the acceptance, final acceptance letter and also the visa from UO. And at the same time, my mom also recovered pretty well.
来到UO之后呢，我一些朋友呢带我来了我们的教会。
After coming to University of Oregon, some of my friends took me to this church.
我跟大部分第一次来教会的人一样，有一样的感觉，就是这里是一个很温暖的地方。
I had a similar feeling as many other people that when I first came to this church, I found this church is a very welcoming and warm place.
所以我刚来就是UO的第一年呢，我周五时常会来就是我们的团契小组。
During the first year when I was in UO, I always come here on Friday to join the small group.
所以透过兄弟姐妹的一个讨论和查经呢。
Through the discussion and also Bible study,
我才感受到就是基督教它就是圣经里面的文字与其他宗教的不同。
I found that actually the words or the text that you know talking in Christianity is different from other religion.
所以它是一种就是告诉我如何就是你我如何爱人爱己。
And because it teach me how to love other people and love ourselves.
然后在这个世界，就是在这个撒旦的世界上，你如何活在就是耶稣的律法之下
？And how can we live in the Jesus way in this evil world？
然后，但它更是就是你困惑时的一盏就是明灯。
And also is the lamp of our life when we get confused。
但是人总是在软弱的时候，你才会更相信上帝，或是更相信上帝。
A lot of time we have to get to the point that we are weak, so that we can trust the Lord better.
所以在我第二年的硕士班的时候，我正在准备我的论文的 proposal.
And I was preparing the proposal during my second year in my master class.
那是一段我极为低潮和软弱的时间。
And it's the weakest and also is the lowest time in my life.
我一直觉得我没办法战胜这个困难。
I always think that I couldn't make it。
所以我在每晚的那段时间的睡觉前，我都会有一个很不好的，就是想自杀的一个念头。
And every night when I was trying to sleep, I always have that, you know, committing suicide kind of thinking in my mind。
我有尝试想跟我的家人或朋友说。
I tried to share this with my family or my friend。
但我觉得我告诉他们，他们也不知道如何帮忙我。
Even I told them about this, but they don't know how to help me.
但很神奇的是，那段时间我没有放弃祷告。
But it's miraculously at that time I didn't give up praying.
我记得有一段时间，在一个daylight 的前几个周，我在就是学校外面的餐馆吃饭。
And just a few weeks before the deadline and I was having a meal in a restaurant nearby.
然后那时我有跟上帝就是祷告说，就是我有跟上帝祷告，就是希望他能够给我一些能力，然后让我顺利的完成。
I prayed to God that please give me the strength and so that I can accomplish.
所以就在那时，就是我团契小组的一个的兄弟姐妹也来到了餐馆。
And I met a brother and sister in from the fellowship in the restaurant.
虽然只是一个简单的谈话和关心
，even though it's just a very simple gesture.
但我相信那是上帝给我的一个应许。
But I believe that was the promise from God.
我记得在这两年期间在教会时很多兄弟姐妹有问我兄弟姐妹会问我说你要不要受洗。
A lot of time, brother and sister ask me whether I would like to get baptized.
就是我一直没有那种感动，所以想要受洗。
I never have that kind of feeling that I want to get baptized.
但如同每个人生命中，他有一些困难或是安排，都是这些都是上帝的一个的计划的安排。
And I believe that many of us also have the same feeling that a lot of things are arranged by God.
所以我们在困难时仰望，就是仰望上帝。
In a difficult time, we look upon the Lord.
我们承蒙恩典时，我们会感谢上帝。
When we got grace from God, that we would like to thank Him.
我在去年年底的时候顺利在从 UO 毕业了。
I finally graduated last year from UO。
但毕业后面对的是需要经济还有一个工作需要找工作的一个压力。
And I have to face the pressure of finding a job。
因为我来美国念书是靠着贷款还有我母亲的退休金。
To support me to study here was based on the loan and also the retirement fund from my mother.
所以我必须要找一份工作能够还款还有就是生活的。
So I have to find a job to support myself and also to pay back the debt.
所以我从去年十二月开始到今年三月，我一直在投履历还有面试。
So from last year December to March.This year, I have been trying to submit the job request and also getting the interviews.
但等待面试的结果是煎熬的。
But it's very difficult to wait for those results.
我一直透过祷告。
I was praying.
然后开始读经。
Also studying the Bible.
然后和参加就是我们礼拜日的就是主日学。
And also attending the Sunday school once here.
我慢慢把我的重担交，就是试着把我的重担交给上帝。
I lift up my burden to the Lord.
我记得我在这段期间在网上找工作时
，I remember when I was looking for job.
我看到一个圣经的一个网页。
And I came to a web page about the Bible.
这个网页他写了一个章节，就是我们的箴言的三章五节和六节。
And he's talk about from Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
他写到你要专心的仰赖耶和华，才不可依靠自己的聪明。
He say that you have to trust completely, totally to the Lord and cannot be relying on your own wisdom.
在你一切所行都要认定他。
Anything you do, you have to focus on him.
他必指引你的路。
He will guide you through.
所以当我看到这些章节时，其实我对我更坚定了我对上帝的一个信念。
Because of this, it strengthened my faith to the Lord.
上帝在这一路来，其实都没有放弃过我。
God never forsake me during this period.
所以我在三月中时，我告诉了就是 Shannon 哥说，我想要受洗。
So that's why in March I told Shannon that you know I would like to get baptized.
在他同时宣仁哥也带我做了一个决志祷告后
，He also led me through a decision prayer。
我再把我大学时我老师给我的卡片再拿出来看了一次。
And I took back the card that my professor gave me when I was years back when I was graduated from my college。
他的第一句话和第二句话就是那个箴言的三章五节和六节。
And right on the card, it was the words, the same words from Proverbs chapter 3:5-6.
所以，原来其实在七年前，福音种子其实早就撒在我身上。
Actually, the seed of the gospel was already planted in my heart 7 years back.
但我那时候没有一个智慧去体会，就是了解上帝的意义。
At that time, I didn't understand that you know that's from God.
所以上帝的等待等了我七年。
God has been waiting for me for 7 years.
所以，如同经文所说的，你只要你所行或是你的计划都仰赖他。
Just like what the scripture said, you know, all the thing we do, all the thing we plan, we have to trust in God.
所以在我复活节受洗的前几天。
So just right a few days before my baptism in Easter,
我也收到了我的工作的offer.
I got an offer for my job here.
所以我即将离开Eugene, 就是我第二个家。
So I'm going to leave my second home, which is Eugene here.
所以重新开始我的一个新的生活。
I'm going to start a new life.
但是这一次跟三年前刚来到 Eugene 是不一样的。
And this is very much different from 3 years ago when I first arrived in Eugene.
因为我有着教会的兄弟姐妹的祝福，还有上帝。
Because I'm going to get the blessing from all the brothers and sisters, and also from God.
谢谢。
Thank you.
好，谢谢 William 的分享。
Thank you for sharing from William.
感谢主，非常的感动。 听到这些。
We thank God that it's very moving when we heard about the testimony.
好，还是要椅子，谢谢。哦，我叫 Edison 帮我拿。好，谢谢。好，首先我想要谢谢大家，就是在这段期间里面，有很多弟兄姐妹非常的关心我。
I would like to thank for those brothers and sisters who very much care for me.
而且有很多人做食物给我。
Many people cook for me.
我感到非常的不只是从神来的爱，正是我们这个大家庭里面弟兄姐妹给我的温暖，非常感谢。
Yeah, I really feel besides the love from God and also the blessing and the love from all the brothers and sisters over here.
啊，世伟，你可不可以给我那个 click 的那个东西？好，那么我们开始之前，我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱天父主，感谢你，真的是你的恩典满满，我们常常看见在不同的人身上，也在我们每个人的生活当中。主，求你今天真的是来开我们的耳朵，主啊，叫我们从你那里学习到弟兄姐妹当中怎么样彼此来关爱跟支持。谢谢主，我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告，阿们。
Amen.
好，可以用了吗？好，没关系，那我先讲了哈。我们今天要来讨论题目是那个主内弟兄姐妹基督徒之间的友谊。
Today we are going to discuss the topic about the friendship between Christian brothers and sisters.
不知道大家有没有注意到哈，就是在教会里面，我们在讲台上的时候，我们对于信主的朋友，我们会称为弟兄姐妹。
And whether you notice that, you know, when we talk about brothers and sisters, we're talking about the Christians.All those believers.
那还没有信主的人，我们会说是朋友，或者是福音朋友，或者是慕道朋友。
For those that is not a Christian yet, we always say, "Hey, you are the friends, or you are just a seekers."
所以在我们在这边讲到人或是带敬拜的人，我们会说欢迎弟兄姐妹。但是呢，并不是所有人都会称为弟兄姐妹。
Whether the preachers here or the worship leader always say.We welcome brother and sister, but not all of you, because some of you are friends.
那么呢，这为什么会有这个差别呢？这不是为了说歧视未信的人，也不是说搞排挤哈。
Why there is such a difference? It's not that we're trying to discriminate against those non-believers or trying to exclude them.
而是圣经教导我们在信主的弟兄姐妹之间呢，我们彼此有个更加紧密的连结。
It's the Bible teaches us that the believers have a more intimate relationship among those brothers and sisters.
因为我们同有一位天上的父。
Because we have the same heavenly Father.
既然父亲是同一位，那我们自然就是弟兄姐妹。
So because we have the same Father, so we become brothers and sisters.
所以那么有关基督徒就是弟兄姐妹当中的友谊呢，我们有几个热身的问题要来看一看。
So about friendship, there are a few questions that we'd like to talk about.
OK， 很多人他们不知道这个团契这个字有点是基督教术语哈。一开始来教会的时候说，团契是什么东西呢
？So a lot of people say, hey, you know, this is a jargon for a Christian that we talk about fellowship, but actually, what does fellowship mean？
然后呢，就是我们跟另外一个主内弟兄姐妹的友谊，还有我们跟未信的朋友之间的友谊有什么不同呢
？And also, you know, we also say, is there any difference between our friendship with fellow Christians and our friendship with non-Christians？
那么基督徒之间的友谊又有深浅的这个层次的分别吗
？Are there different levels of friendships between Christians？
在这个讲人际关系跟沟通的这个研究上面呢，他们说人的沟通啊分成几种不同的层次。
So when we talk about people interaction, dialogue or communication, there are various levels of depth.
好，第一个就是打招呼。
The first is just say hello.
这是最浅显、最表面的。
So is the most superficial.
就是你问人家说你吃过了没啊？你在电梯里面问人家到几楼啊？等等。
Just like, hey, you know, have you eaten today? Or you know, in the elevator, you say, which floor you're going?
那么第二个 level 呢，就是分享资讯。
The second level is to share the information.
好，你就问人家问题，对吧？来到教会问说，怎么样申请签证啊？小孩子要上学上哪间学校比较好啊？
You know, when you come to church, you say, hey, you know, how do I apply for work visa? Which school is good? Or you know, which tutor is good for my kids.
然后呢，第三个层次呢，就更深一点的是分享感受，内心的感受。
And the third level is to share our feeling, our inner feeling.
那么我们知道，如果是越熟悉的朋友，我们应该是分享越深刻。
So if you get to know each other more, then you can share more deeper.
原则上来讲，应该是我们打招呼的人最多了。
basically, I think, you know, just say hello, friend, are the most.
因为我们应该每个人跟每个人都要打招呼嘛。
Because when you see everybody, you can greet them.
然后分享资讯的人应该是第二多了。
Sharing the information is the second most.
但是呢，分享感受的人可能只有特定的几个。
So, but for only a few that you can share your feeling.
也是看每个人的个性了。有的人他很乐于助人，分享资讯的是他非常乐意。
And also depend on the character of someone, that someone would be very much like to share information.
但是他不喜欢分享内心的感受。
But they would seldom share their own feeling.
因为有时候是家庭的教育给他这样的习惯。
Maybe when they brought up, that was how they used to.
父母就是不习惯在他面前分享感受。
Because their parents seldom share their feeling in front of them.
然后也没有鼓励他分享他的感受。
And also not encouraging them to share their feeling.
所以有的人可能很内向呢，他不会主动去跟别人打招呼。
So somebody may be very introvert
introvert
that they would not like to greet others.
可能他就等别人来跟他打招呼。
They just wait for other people to approach them.
所以跟他对话就是你问一句，他答一句。
So when you ask them something, they just give you a simple answer. That's it.
所以他跟别人对话就是大部分属于打招呼类型了。
It's just greeting. That's the relationship that they set up with other people.
那有的人又完全相反，就是他很喜欢分享自己的感受。
Somebody is totally opposite. They will always like to share their feeling.
不管别人是不是想听。
It doesn't matter whether people like to hear or not.
这是属于表达型的人。
It's an expressive extrovert people.
那过度内向跟过度表达的人呢，通常在人际关系上面就会有点困难。
So excessively introvert or over-express people always have some problem in interpersonal relationship.
我们知道最好的情况就是一个平衡了，就是你很愿意表达自己，但是也很愿意听别人的感受。跟这样的人相处，我们就觉得非常的轻松。
The best situation would be to maintain a balance so that you are willing to express yourself and also willing to listen to other people. It will be very relaxed and happy to share with that kind of people.
但是我们今天要讲的这个沟通呢，就不是前面这三种。
But today, what are you talking about? The communication are not all these three kinds of communication.
我们要讲到的是一种特别的基督徒之间才有的沟通。
We are talking about a kind of communication that is particular for Christian.
也就是灵命上的沟通。
It's talking about spiritual communication.
前面我们刚刚讲的三种沟通呢，只要是人呢，就是没有信主的人也好，无神论也好，或者是佛教徒也好，他只要是人，应该都是会有的。前面的三种。
All the three kinds of communications should apply to anybody, whether you're Christian or non-Christian.
但第四种沟通只有基督徒之间才会有。
But the fourth kind of communication only among Christians.
而且有特别的一个目的跟原因。
And also have a specific reason and purpose.
好，什么叫做灵命上的沟通呢？
So what does it mean by spiritual communication?
我们就要来看到今天的经文了。
Let's read the scripture today.
约翰一书一章，我们先读一到四节。
First book of John, we read from chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
论到太初就已经存在的生命之道，就是我们所听见、亲眼所看见、仔细观察过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们见过了，现在也做见证。并且向你们宣扬这本来与父同在又向我们显现过的永远的生命，我们把所看见所听见的向你们宣扬，使你们也可以和我们心灵相通。我们是与父和他的儿子耶稣基督心灵相通的，我们写这些事是要使我们的喜乐充足。好，谢谢。
Thank you.
好，第三节。
In verse 3 it says
说我们把我们所看见、所听见向你们宣扬，使你们也可以和我们心灵相通。
He said, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us."
这心灵相通这几个字呢，在希腊文就是koinonia 这个字。
So the fellowship with us in Greek it means koinonia.
就是呢，英文就是fellowship， 然后中文就翻成团契。
So it means fellowship.
那么在一个团契里面呢，团契是什么意思？我们刚刚提到这个问题，团契就是在一个团体里面，顾名思义，彼此的心灵有契合。
So what does a fellowship means? That it's talking about a group of people that they have their spiritual communication among them.
也就是说，当约翰说使你们和我们心灵相通的时候呢，他在说的是一种达到灵魂深处的交通。
So when John mentioned here that you can fellowship with us, that means that we can talk to each other much deeper.
分享彼此的生命，还有参与在彼此的生命里面。
And we can share and also participate in each other's life.
而且不但如此，这个是在圣灵的照管底下发生的。
It's not just that, but also is under the Holy Spirit.
这样子的一个交往是非常的珍贵的。
Such kind of relationship is a very precious.
也是非常的有益处的。
And also very beneficial.
如果我们有这样子的交往的话呢，不但讨神喜悦，也会让我们的灵命有成长。
If we have this kind of relationship, it's not just beneficial to us, but also can let our spiritual life to grow.
然后跟人跟神的关系都会更近。
And we can get more intimate with people and also with God.
反之，如果我们没有去经营这样子的一个关系的话呢，那很可惜，因为我们跟人的交往就好像只是非基督徒之间的交往一样。
But if we have not deliberately managed such kind of relationship, it's a pity because our interaction with people is just very shallow. It will be just same as with other non-believers.
但是我不是说前面那三种交往都不好哈，是没有什么不好，只是我们有机会可以更加的晋升。
Of course, there is nothing wrong with those first three kinds of interaction, but we can do better. We can do deeper.
那我们怎么样可以跟弟兄姐妹有这样子的交通呢？
So how can we have such kind of spiritual communication with our brothers and sisters?
我们再来看到这一节经文。
And let's read this verse again, verse 3.
好，你看，就是说把我们所看见、所听见的向你们宣扬。
We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard.
那是什么？所看见、所听见的是什么
？So what is that? What have we seen? What have
been
heard? Is Jesus Christ?
从我们这个，你如果再读下去的话，前后我们可以看到，约翰在讲的就是耶稣基督。
So you can see that actually John is referring Jesus Christ.
所以就是说呢，所有相信跟随耶稣基督的人。
That means that all those believing in Jesus Christ and following Jesus Christ,
彼此分享耶稣的工作，耶稣在他们身上做的事情。
And we can share what Jesus have done on them.
我们知道我们里面都有圣灵的内住。
We know that we have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
耶稣跟圣灵是分不开的。
Jesus is inseparable from the Holy Spirit.
有耶稣就有圣灵。
You have Jesus, then you have Holy Spirit.
有圣灵就有耶稣。
And you have Holy Spirit, then you have Jesus.
所以我们要有圣灵所掌管的团契，我们就是分享耶稣。
So under the Holy Spirit, that kind of fellowship, we are sharing the life of Jesus Christ.
分享耶稣的爱，分享耶稣在我们身上做的事情。
To share with each other Jesus' love and also what He has done on us.
分享耶稣的工作跟他的故事。
And we share Jesus' work and also His story.
这是一个灵性上的交通。
It is a spiritual communication.
那么实际上怎么做的呢？我们从这段经文里面来看到几件有关灵命交通的事情。
So how could it be happen? So we from these few verses we can see how this spiritual interaction can happen.
Okay.
One more.
好，我们现在来再看一次这个第一节跟第二节。
And then we read again verse 1 and 2.
我们看到有两个这个关键词哈。
我们 see those two are very important words.
生命之道还有永远的生命。
The words of life and eternal life.
道这个字呢，我想大家如果都有在常常听讲道跟学习，就知道这个在希腊文里面这个字叫做 logos.
So 道 or the words in Greek means logos.
就是信息的意思。
信息。
信息 message.
Oh, it's a message. Okay.
就是透过文字或言语表达一个人的意识、计划跟情感。
As to through the words, you can express one person's plans, emotions, and also their conscience.
所以呢，生命之道就是一个有关生命的信息。这个信息给了你，你就得到了生命。
So the message of life is means that is the because of this message you're going to get the life.
但是这边说了这个生命跟这个生命呢，都不是我们所理解的一般人世间的生命。
But this life doesn't mean our you know the life that the human life that we understand.
因为我们得到这个信息之后，我们就会有永远的生命。
Because after we got this message, we are going to have an eternal life.
耶稣就是这个永远的生命。
Jesus is the eternal life.
跟随他的人都有这个永远的生命。
For all who follow Jesus will get the eternal life too.
所以，当我们把生命之道跟永远的生命一起来解释的时候
，So we put together the way of life and also eternal life, put them together,
我们就得到了一个就是永生的信息。
And we can say the message of life of eternal life.
也就是说这个信息呢给了你可以得到永远的生命。
That means you get this message, you're going to get the eternal life.
这是世界上最宝贵的信息，最好的信息。
It's the best news in this world.
比收到William, 比收到那个工作的录取的还要好的消息。
So it's better news than you get a job offer like William.
甚至哪天今天有人跳出来说他发明了癌症特效药，比这个还要更好的消息。
Or one day somebody say, "Hey, I got a cure for the cancer," and this news is even better than that.
为什么呢？因为永生的信息代表我们在今生所有的困难，我们对人生所有的无奈，都有未来的盼望。
The reason why is because this eternal message getting us to us, given to us, that means we have the hope for anything or anything is going to happen in the future.
永生的信息听起来是很抽象的哈。
So it seems that it's very abstract, you know, for the message of eternal life.
因为信息通常是文字或者是语言去表达出来的意思。
So message normally is expressed through words or through language.
而且文字跟语言是需要人主动去理解。
For words and this language of text, you have to take the initiation to understand.
文字本身或者语言本身不会主动来让你理解它的意思。
The words or the text would not come to you initiate and to let you understand it.
人要自己听、自己体会、自己解析、自己思考，然后自己应用。
We need to people to listen, to understand, to realize and to apply.
但是我们在这边说的这个生命之道非常的特别。
But this eternal message is very special.
因为它不是语言或文字。
Because it's not language or text.
约翰说，论到太初已经存在的生命之道，就是我们所听见、亲眼看见、仔细观察过、亲手摸过，它非常具体。
So John said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.This what we proclaim concerning the word of life, and this is very specific. It's touchable.
这个语言，这个信息已经跨过了文字，成为了一个人可以感受到的实体。它化身成为一个人。
This message is go beyond a text, but it can be sensed as a human being.
这个人不但是信差，也是信息本身。
This is not just a messenger, but also is a message itself.
我们不能跟他说，哎，信差，谢谢你啊，信送到了，好了，拜拜。
Yeah, we cannot just say, hey, you know, thank you for the messenger. You know, I got the message, so you can go.
我们必须要开门把这个信差给迎接进来。
We have to open the door and invite the messenger to come in.
因为信差就是信息。
Because messenger is the message itself.
永生的信息就是耶稣基督这个人。
The message of eternity is Jesus Christ.
好，讲这么多的重点就是呢，灵命交通的第一件事情就是我们要分享我们所经历的耶稣基督。
So, the important thing is, what does this spiritual communication or share interaction means? And we have to share the life of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他背后所代表的意思是什么呢？
What's the meaning behind Jesus Christ?
他代表着永生，代表着盼望，是一切权柄跟喜乐的源头。
Jesus Christ is representing eternal life, hope.And also the source of all authority and also joy.
那我们常在说分享耶稣基督，但是并不是只有跟没有信主的人可以分享耶稣基督。
We always say share the life of Jesus Christ is not just to the non-believer.
跟信主的人也要分享。
We also can share the life with the believers.
只是方式不一样而已。
Just a little different ways.
跟已经信主的人，跟还没信主的人，可能我们是分享耶稣的工作、身份跟救恩。
For those unbelievers, we normally will introduce Jesus, you know, about what he has done and his identity and his salvation.
但是如果是跟已经信主的人呢，我们就分享了可能就是耶稣在我们身上所做的事。
But with those that who already a believer, we would share with them what Jesus has done in my life.
我们个人怎么样经历耶稣
？How we experience Jesus?
就像约翰说的，我们所听见，我亲眼看过，然后我亲手摸过。
Just like what John said, that we have seen and we have touched with our hand.
这些都是非常感官的经历。
These are all very sensual experiences.
我们跟弟兄姐妹交通的时候，我们是可以有机会分享耶稣在我们犯错的时候如何教导我们呢？
When we share with other brothers and sisters, we can tell them that how Jesus worked on me when I make mistakes.
我们在经历困难的时候，怎么样帮助我们呢？
How we can get help from him when we experience difficulty in our life.
我们在迷惘的时候，他怎么样带领我们呢？
How he guides us through our loss.
这些都是自己的经历，是只有自己才能够分享。
So these are all your own experience, so that only you can share.
而且呢，我们有时候不知道，我们分享自己的经历可以帮助弟兄姐妹成长。
And sometimes we don't know if you share your experience, you are helping other people to grow.
所以我们不只说给别人听，我们也要听别人的分享。
So we are not just telling other people, but also listening to other people sharing.
因为有时候主会借着弟兄姐妹来跟我们说话。
And our Lord is going to talk to us through other brothers and sisters.
常有学生问我说我听不到神啊，我不觉得他有在跟我讲话。
A lot of times students come to me and say, hey, I haven't heard from God. I don't know how he can talk to me.
我们要更加敏感一点，神是透过圣经的话跟我们讲话，是透过弟兄姐妹跟我们讲话，我们都会听到的。
So we have to know that God is going to speak to us through the Bible and also through the brothers and sisters.
好，接下来第二点呢，我们看到第三节哈。
And verse 3, we say, and we look at it again.
我们刚刚读过了，就是说这个是我们所看见的时候，亲切的向你们宣扬，你们也可以使我们心灵相通，和我们心灵相通。我们是与父和他的儿子耶稣基督心灵相通的。
We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
好，看到这一句的关键的话。
The very important words.
说到我们与父和他的儿子耶稣基督心灵相通。
And talk about Jesus and His Father have that kind of spiritual.
不是我们跟。Oh.
So our relationship with God is just like through Jesus Christ with that relationship.
所以我们跟弟兄姐妹的灵命交通有个前提。
So there's a presupposition that, you know, for our fellowship with brother and sister.
就是我们跟三一真神要先有这个交通。
And we still have to establish the spiritual fellowship or the relationship with the triune God.
使徒约翰他在还有其他使徒他们在分享说我们亲眼见过我们亲手摸过的时候，他们在分享就是。他们跟神真实的、深刻的一个交通的经历。
And John and other apostles, when they say they share the how the relationship or how the experience they have with God is those genuine and true experience they have themselves with God.
所以呢，也就是说，没有跟神的亲密交通，就没有办法跟人有很亲密的交通。
So that means if you didn't have that kind of intimate relationship with God, you cannot.develop this kind of intimate relationship with other people.
就好像我们没有水，就不能够把水给别人。
Just like if you don't have water, you cannot share water with others.
那个源头非常的重要。
The source is very important.
如果我们从父和他儿子那里得到了这个生命，那么我们应该是说，如果我们从父他和他儿子那里没有得到这个生命，那我们跟别人分享说，可能就不是分享耶稣基督，而是别的东西了。
If you haven't received the life from the Father or the Son, the thing that you can share with others would not be that life.
德蕾莎修女他们在就是在印度加尔各答的这个垂死之家的事工哈。
When Mother Teresa, she was working in India for the those orphans.
不是 orphans, dying people.
Dying patients.
Yeah, 他们的团队就是那些修女，每天清晨就起来，然后就做着非常粗重的工作。
The team has been working very hard every day, morning, that they spend the whole day work.
他们服侍肮脏的病患，要洗人家大便的床单。
They serve all those dirty people and you know to serve them.
然后他们没有个人财产，也没有什么享受。
And they didn't have their own property, and they never have their own things to enjoy.
这样的工作怎么能够持续下去呢？
How could this kind of work be continued?
靠的就是他们每天早上起来第一个跟神祷告跟敬拜的时间。
It's every morning, the first thing in the, every morning, they worship and also pray to God.
先让神充满他们的心思意念，之后他们在他们的这些病人身上就看到耶稣基督的形象。
They need God to fill their hearts and minds before they can see the image of Jesus in the people that they are serving.
所以我们的能力一定要先来自神。
So our power, our strength need to come from God.
也就是说我们一定要以追求神为第一要务。
That means that we have to make it as a first priority to pursue after God.
如果我们要跟神有心灵的相通的话，那我们是一定要付上努力的。
If we want to have a spiritual connection with God, you have to pay effort.
我们要跟人心灵相通都没有那么容易嘛，有时候亲如夫妻都不能心灵相通，更何况是看不见的神。
It's even sometimes hard to have this kind of deep connection with other people, including in the marriage relationship. How could you have this kind of relationship with other people?
我们需要经营。
We have to pay effort.
需要留时间给神。
We have to leave time to for God.
主动积极的找机会。
We need to take initiation to grab the opportunity.
祷告、读经、敬拜、看书、听课、听讲道、学习。
To pray, to read the Bible, to worship, to read books, to listen to the sermon.
这些都是我们个人的功课。
These are our own work that we need to do.
就是要主动、要花时间、要刻意的去做的。
And we have to take initiation, and we have to spend time, we have to deliberately do it.
很多事情我们不用刻意做，它自然会发生。
Many things that we don't need to do something, but it's going to happen naturally.
比如说看个电视或者是睡个觉，自然会发生。
You know, if you just watch the TV or just take a nap.
但是任何关系都要花时间去经营。
But any relationship needs us to put effort to make it happen.
越经营它就变得越深刻。
More effort you put in, more stronger the relationship will be.
没有花时间经营就会渐行渐远，这是一定的事情。
If you don't put in time and effort, then it's going to be, you know, moving away.
所以追求神是我们一辈子的功课。
So the pursuit of God is our lifelong lesson.
先跟神有这个交通，然后去把它分享给其他弟兄姐妹，跟人也有这样子的交通。
So we first have that relationship with God, so that we can share with other people to have that kind of relationship.
第三件事情，我们来看到第四节。
The third point, we see the verse four.
约翰说呢，写这些事情给你们是要叫我们的喜乐充足。
And John wrote it here and said, we write this to make our joy complete.
原来他写这些东西，他是有回报的。
He wrote this is he has to have the return.
就是他的喜乐充足。
So he has a full of joy.
圣经里面经常讲到就是满足跟完全这个概念。
So in the Bible, always talk about the satisfaction or completeness.
就是这些有些东西是可以增加的，是可以越来越多的。
Something you can increase and more and more.
比如信心。
For example, like faith.
你可以有信心，但是信心有大有小。
So you can have faith, but there is, you know, some.Bigger faith or smaller faith?
因为耶稣批评过他的门徒小信。
Because Jesus criticized his disciples, they have little faith.
然后他也曾经称赞迦南妇人信心很大。
And he also praised the woman of Canaan that she has great faith.
也就是说呢，我们要在信心上面追求成长。
That means that we have to pursue the growth of faith until it's complete.
然后呢，在爱心上面也要成长。
And love, we also need to grow in love.
耶稣说：“你要尽心尽性，当然，耶稣是 quote 这个生命记了哈，尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。”
Jesus said that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and all your mind and all your strength.
爱神爱人是耶稣给我们的最大的诫命。
Love God and also love other people are the most important commandment that Jesus gave to us.
作为基督徒呢，爱是我们的标志。
Love should be the logo of a Christian.
保罗在哥林多前书十三章那里说呢，你有再大的能力，有再多的善行，再高深的知识，如果没有爱，那都是没有用的。
Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, saying that you have greater power, more good deeds, and deeper knowledge, but if there is no love, there is no use.
爱比信心跟盼望还要大。
Love is even greater than faith and hope.
所以我们求神赐给我们更多的爱。
So we ask God to give us more love.
一种包容的爱，高举别人的爱。
Is inclusive love and also exalt others people's love.
理解别人的爱。
To understanding love.
一种不以自己为优先的爱。
A love that don't give yourself priority.
一种为了别人的永恒益处而努力的爱。
A love that works for the eternal benefit of others.
第三，在知识上面也要成长。
And also we need to grow in knowledge.
这个哥林多前书我们一起来读。
Let's read together this First Corinthians.
弟兄们，在心智上不要做小孩，然而在恶事上要做婴孩，在心智上总要做大人。好，再来读。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。再一节，你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。OK， 好，这边这几节经文都是讲到 成长。
So these few scriptures talk about growth.
而且还比喻就是说，好像灵命也是有小孩子跟大人的差别。
So it seems that spiritual life also we have the childhood and also the adulthood.
我们知道小孩子跟大人上的各个方面都有很大的差别。
We know that it's a lot of difference between a child and an adult.
在心智上呢，在情商、智商上面，在人际关系上，在处事上面，对事情的领悟跟感悟，我们不可能永远做小孩子。
Such as you know, in our IQ, our EQ, interpersonal relationship, handling things smoothly, and also in comprehension and inspiration, we cannot always be a child.
如果一个人永远不变，永远不成长，那是很悲哀的事情。
If a person would never change and never grow, it is a very sad thing.
同样，我们在属灵的知识跟心智上面也要成长。
Similarly, we must also grow in spiritual knowledge and mind.
现在的我们应该比信主才一年的我们更加的成熟。
The you today should be more mature than 1 year ago.
有更多的属灵知识。
You should have more spiritual knowledge.
过了五年以后的我们也应该比现在更加完备。
And 5 years later, we should be more comprehend than today.
所以偶尔要给自己一个评估。
So sometimes you have to, you know, you have to give yourself an evaluation.
我们在工作上都会得到一些评估嘛。
So in your workplace, you also got evaluate assessment.
只不过很多时候在生活上，婚姻关系啦、亲子的教育啦，或者是你追求神灵命的这些东西，我们都没有什么评估的。
A lot of time we ignore this kind of assessment in our relationship with, you know, your wife or your children or other people.
所以有时候自己想想，哎，我现在对圣经了解比起五年前有没有进步啊？
So you have to think, you know, my biblical knowledge, is it better than 5 years ago?
还是说信主了那么久，还是不知道诗篇到底在新约还是旧约呢？
Or you have been a Christian for so long, but you still cannot tell whether the book of Psalm is in Old Testament or New Testament.
然后这个莫迪改是谁啊？尼希米是谁啊？
Who is Nehemiah? Who is Mordecai?
我们一定要增加属灵的知识，我们才会体会神的心意。
We have to increase our spiritual knowledge so that we can understand more on God.
好，所以在知识上要成长。
So we must grow in knowledge.
第四点，在圣洁上我们要成长。
And the fourth point is we need to grow in holiness.
这是一个成圣的过程。
This is a process of sanctification.
得救是一瞬间的事，成圣是一辈子的事。
Salvation is a matter of moment, but sanctification is a matter of life.
我们来读哥林多后书三章十八节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照的，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。好，耶稣好像我们的镜子。
Jesus is like a mirror.
我们看着镜子的时候，看见自己头发乱了就梳一梳。
When you look in the mirror, we see ourselves. Oh, maybe you know my hair. I need to comb my hair.
看见有眼屎就擦掉。
And you see your eyelids, then you need to rip it.
看见有白头发就拔掉。
You see some white hair, you are going to pull it off.
我不知道你们拔不拔，还是就染一染。可能因为我现在还比较少，所以我还是会拔。
So because now I'm still young, so I
一翻开哇，里面看到赶快拔一拔。
And very soon you become bald. Okay.
还真是，但是总之，我们要把自己变得更接近理想一点。
So we always try to make ourselves more ideal.
但是无论怎么搞，我们还是会变老。
But no matter what you do, you still will get old.
这是不可逆转的。
It's irreversible.
但是在圣洁跟品格上面来说呢，刚好相反。
But in terms of holiness and character, it's just the opposite.
我们的灵魂是可以越变越美，越变越英俊。
Our souls can become more beautiful and more handsome.
越来越高尚，越来越成熟的。
More and more noble and more mature.
越来越接近主的圣洁跟品格。
More and more getting closer to Lord's holiness and character.
比起我，这是我个人的想法。我比起我十八岁的时候，我真的更喜欢我二十五岁的自己。
Compare my 18, my age of 18, I like more of my 25.
那比起二十五岁的时候呢？现在我又更喜欢现在的自己。
You know, compared to when I was 25, I like myself now better than that.
因为我看到神让我成长。
Because I see that God is growing in me.
当然，身材可能还是喜欢二十五岁的时候，但是你要想想看，如果身材跟 里面的成熟都退步的话，那就太悲哀了，是不是？
So of course the figures we want to keep it at the 25, but if both our figures or our spiritual life are going the other way, okay, I think that is really sad.
好，再来我们看到帖撒罗尼迦前书
四章节。So let's read the First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行可以讨神的喜悦，就要让你们现在所行的更加勉励。 OK， 更加勉励
say more and more，
就是我们在成圣的事情上面要不停成长，不停进步。
It means we need to grow in sanctification to keep improving ourselves.
每个人需要进步的地方不一样。
Everyone has different things that you need to improve.
可能对有的人来说是脾气，很容易来脾气。
Maybe someone, maybe the temperament is very easy to get, you know, get temper.
脾气一来就伤害到身边的人。
And because of that, you may hurt other people.
对有的人来说，可能是一个说话的技巧。
Maybe to someone is, you know, the speaking technique.
不会表达或者太硬。
I don't know how to express yourself, or you are too harsh.
或者是就是伤害到人际关系哈。
Or it's going to hurt your interpersonal relationship.
对有的人来说，可能是爱跟付出的方面。
Maybe to someone is to you know how to love or to pay out.
就是可能有些人他是不怎么会直接很明显的看到别人的需要。
Someone they would not be able to see other people's need.
对有些人来说，可能是他的兴趣，兴趣有可能是一个问题。
To someone, their interest may be the one that the things that hinder him.
因为有时候我们的兴趣会阻碍我们跟神之间的关系。
Because such kind of interest may hinder our relationship with God.
就是对一些有益处、有深度的东西都没有什么兴趣，只对网上的一些垃圾有兴趣。
We may not have interest in getting the depth and also the beneficial things about God, but we spend a lot of time on the internet.
我们每个人在四旬节上面都有可以进步的地方。
Every one of us has a place for improvement in holiness.
没有人是已经完美的。
No one is perfect yet.
但是如果我们知道怎样行可以讨神的喜悦
，If we know what we are going to do is going to please God,
我们就要更加追求这个境界。
And we have to pursue that kind of situation.
永远不要觉得那个境界太过理想了，我做不到。
Never feel that kind of stage is too ideal that I couldn't do it.
我这样就可以了。
Just me like now is okay.
神永远不会希望他的儿女这样就可以了。
And God never wanted his children to be just say, oh, I'm okay.
他要我们成圣，而那不是不可能的事。
He wants us to be sanctified. It is not impossible.
因为神不会要我们去做不可能的事。
Because God will never ask us to do things impossible.
既然神要求了，那一定可以做到。
Because God required this, so it must be possible.
或许是要花时间，或许是要付代价，但是可以做到。
Maybe it needs to take time, maybe you need to, you know, pay effort, but it will be done.
好，所以呢，我们再回来看到刚刚这个约翰一书讲到说我们的喜乐充足。
And we go back to the first John and say that our joy will be complete.
这表示我们的喜乐也是另外一个可以增加的东西。
So it means the joy also is another thing that we can increase.
好，有关灵性的这个三件有关灵性交通的事情哈，就是这第三件就是会让我们的喜乐更多的。
And the third thing we'll talk about is you are going to enrich in our joy, joyfulness.
可以变得更坚定的。
Can be more stronger.
喜乐怎么增加呢？就像约翰在这里说的，我们写这些事是要使我们的喜乐充足。
How to increase our joy? But just like what John wrote here, he say our joy will be complete.
所以我们也是一样，如果我们跟弟兄姐妹分享我们所听过、所见过、所摸过的，好，我们没有摸过，但是我们有经历过的耶稣基督，那么我们的喜乐也可以充足。
So if you share with brothers and sisters how you have touched, how you have Well, you may not be touched, but you have experienced how you have seen, how you have heard about Jesus. Our joy is going to increase.
顺便要提一下，在圣经的早期抄本里面，有的版本是说使我们的喜乐充足，有的版本是说使你们的喜乐充足。
So there are different versions of the Bible, okay?
No, not different versions of the Bible. Different copy of the early manuscripts.
Of the early manuscript, okay? Some say our joy will be complete, or your joy will be complete.
好，那么现在的圣经学者普遍认为是应该是我们。
And the biblical scholar today may say, oh, is it talking about us?
比较旧的翻译本呢?
The older translation
都是写你们。
To say yours.
我是说不是抄本啊，我是说翻译本，就是翻译成不同语言之后，他们这个比较旧的，像比如说和合本还有英皇钦定本，都是写你们。
So like the King James Version, it say yours.
但是呢，后来的圣经学者就是近代的，他们都是觉得是我们，所以现在的翻译都是翻成我们。
So, but the later translation is translated into ours, us.
所以新译本还有 NIV, New Living Translation, ESV 等等都是说我们。
So NIV, ESV, and others newer translations say us.
所以我今天的 PPT 我是用的是新译本。
So today I'm using this the new version.
但是呢，请大家不用担心哦，因为无论翻译成你们还是我们呢，都不会有太大的差别。
It doesn't matter whether it's being translated into yours or ours or us.
因为为什么呢？因为如果约翰认为分享耶稣会让他的喜乐满足，那当然他的读者分享耶稣也会让他们的喜乐满足。
Because if John thinks that sharing Jesus can satisfy his joy, then of course his readers share Jesus also, your joy will be satisfied also.
所以使我们的喜乐充足，使你们的喜乐充足，都是一样的意思。
So whether it's your joy would be complete or our joy complete is the same.
所以也就是说，分享耶稣跟三一真神产生这个真实的连接，就会让我们的喜乐增加。
So the key is if you are sharing Jesus and also has a very close bondage with the triune God, our joy is going to be increased.
如果你信主一段时间了，然后有时候觉得神离你比较远。
If you have been believing in Jesus Christ for a while, and sometimes you feel God is a little bit far away from you,
或者是失去以前的这种热情,
or you lost that kind of enthusiasm, you had previously had.
读经跟祷告也没有什么意思。
Reading the scripture or praying doesn't mean anything to you.
也许你可以开始试试看跟弟兄姐妹有这些交通。
Maybe you can start to have this kind of spiritual sharing with brothers and sisters.
不只是在一起分享资讯跟分享感受而已。
Not just sharing information or your feeling,
而是分享神在做什么事。
But is to share what God has been doing.
神教导我们什么？
What God has taught you.
神在事工上做了什么事？
What God has done in the ministry.
神在全世界做什么事？
What God has done in the whole world.
那你会发现基督徒之间的友谊提升到了另外一个层次。
And you will feel that the relationship between Christians, the friendship between Christians would be uplifted to another level.
那是你跟没有信主的朋友不会有的深度的对话。
Is that you can never have this kind of depthness in with other non-believing friends.
主内的弟兄姐妹了解你的价值观，在乎你在乎的事。
Because the brother and sister in the Lord understand you and care about you and agree with your values.
每次我们跟别人分享耶稣的时候，我们自己被提醒、被安慰，主的喜乐就在我们身上。
Every time when we share about Jesus.Our own, we are being encouraged and we are being comfort also.
所以让我们在教会里面跟弟兄姐妹的交通里面加入这个灵命沟通的元素。
So let us put in this kind this element of spiritual communication in our church with brothers and sisters.
但如果你要有这个灵命交通的时刻呢，你必须要刻意塑造这个时间。
So if you want to have this kind of spiritual communication.You have to deliberately to make up the time.
好，现在讲一句非常重要的话，大家耳朵打开一下。
Okay, listen.
你必须加入小组。
So you must join a small group.
如果你只是来礼拜天听讲道的话呢，你不会有什么时间跟场合跟人家有什么深度灵命交通。
If you just come on Sunday to listen to the sermon, you will not have time and occasion to have this kind of in-depth spiritual communication with others.
这个要在小组里面才会发生。
It will happen only in the small group.
小组里面有学习圣经的时间。
In a small group, you are going to study the Bible.
有彼此分享的时间。
And sharing with each other.
有一起祷告的时间。
And pray together.
聚会前、聚会后有很多时间可以跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Before and after the small group, you have many occasions to share with other people, brothers.
好，我们教会其实真的是有很多小组的。顺便广告一下。
There are lots of different groups.
Okay, 礼拜三晚上七点半的中文祷告会。
So there is a Chinese prayer meeting on Wednesday night at 7:30.
大家一起分享，有什么事情彼此需要代祷的，还有说，哎，我认识的谁谁需要代祷。
So we will share each other's prayer item and also remember somebody else that we know.
然后礼拜天早上十点英文祷告会。
So every Sunday morning 10 o'clock we have the English prayer meeting.
礼拜四早上九点姐妹查经。
On Thursday morning at 9 a.m. we have the sister Bible study.
有非常好的交通。
And a very good fellowship.
礼拜五晚上有六个不同的小组聚会。
Every Friday we have six different small groups.
只要你愿意花时间来加入这个群体，就会对你的灵命成长有很大的益处。
So if you like to put up your time to join any of this group, it's going to help your spiritual life to grow.
而且你会发现，你到礼拜五说：“哎，教会的人怎么这么不一样？有另外一群人在那里，因为他们都不来礼拜天。”
Yeah, because when you join Friday night, you say, "Oh, how come this is a different group? Because they don't come on Sunday."
所以我礼拜五的时候也告诉他们说，你们大家要去礼拜天。的崇拜哈。
So on Friday, I ask them, you make sure that you come on Sunday on this Sunday's worship.
好，所以说如果说你没有这个小组的生活的话呢，我希望大家好好考虑，立定时间花时间来参加小组。
If you haven't belonged to any group, I really encourage you to make up your mind and then to join any of these groups.
有小组团契的生活跟只是来主日真的是不一样。
It is very much different between if you just join, just come on the Sunday worship, but without joining the small groups.
好，所以鼓励大家找一个适合你的时间，然后去参加看看，甚至你可以每一个都参加看看，看哪一个比较适合你。
So I encourage you to find a time to, you know, to find any of this group, or you join all this group, and to see whether it makes some difference in your life.
如果你说我实在没有时间，而且这些时间就是我刚好都有事情。
And if you really say that I don't have time, and because I'm tied up in any of this time,
那么你来找我。
And you come to me.
因为呢，还有另外一种情况，就是弟兄姐妹私底下的，对不对？找你可以的时间聚在一起读经祷告。
And there is another situation that you know maybe brother and sister can just meet privately, find a time to pray together and also to study the Bible.
比如说摩西每个礼拜天早上都跟这个吴妈妈一起。学习圣经，对不对？
Such like that, you know, Sarah always, you know, have one-on-one with her, like all those going to baptize, and she spent a lot of time on those people on one-on-one.
Okay. 或者是说有些姐妹她们参加这个美国人教会的查经小组。
Or some of the brothers and sisters join the Bible study group in the American church.
很多很多资源的。
Yeah, there are many.
总之，我们要尽我们最大的努力去经营跟弟兄姐妹之间灵命的交通。
We have to spend the utmost effort to manage our spiritual fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
好，牧师，可不可以请你祷告？
好、，OK， Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together. You want us to be the children of God. It's not just by ourselves, but you want us to grow in, you know, in a church group in the group of brother and sister, because we can encourage each other, we can share with each other's life, we can share with each other, you know, the works that you have done on us, so that we can grow together. We thank you for putting us together. Let us be reminded that we have to pay effort, we have to make time to offer ourselves so that we can really see the work of the Holy Spirit really among us.Let us go deeper, not just to share on those superficial things, but really get into the spiritual fellowship among us, because we all have the life from you. We are the children of God. Let us all grow together to glorify your name, and let your name be glorified among us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.